Yes, we begin in Ohio, where voters have decided to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution.
The impact of passing issue one will be felt throughout the state and for generations and generations to come.
Marcella Acevedo co-founded Ohio Physicians for Reproductive Rights. Aaron Baer is president of the Center for Christian Virtue.
We stand ready to advocate for women and the unborn, just as we have always done.
A CBS News exit poll finds almost 80% of voters under the age of 30 said yes to the ballot issue. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin will have a tougher time with his push for a 15-week abortion ban. Republicans failed to flip the state Senate and lost control of the House of Delegates. In Kentucky, incumbent Democratic Governor Andy Beshear was reelected.
This is our chance to build that commonwealth we have always dreamed of, to stop the fighting, to push away the division, to recognize that we have more that unites us than can ever pull us apart.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, fended off a challenge by Elvis Presley's second cousin. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives have voted in favor of censuring Michigan's Palestinian-American Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
The idea that criticizing the government of Israel is anti-Semitic sets a very dangerous precedent.
Critics say Tlaib used a veiled reference to the eradication of Israel. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is back in Tel Aviv today after he embedded with Israeli defense forces in northern Gaza yesterday.
Hamas militants are still on the attack. When explosions and shots rang out, we were told Hamas militants had opened fire on troops with gunfire and an RPG. Southwest of here, Israeli forces have begun penetrating Gaza City itself.
There is new evidence climate change is on overdrive.
After record global temperatures in September and October, EU and U.S. researchers say it's virtually certain 2023 will be the warmest year since human records began. Samantha Burgess from the EU's Copernicus Climate Unit.
The scientific evidence is overwhelming and we need ambitious climate action now.
Yet between now and 2030, the UN says developed nations will burn more than twice the amount of fossil fuels needed to keep to global climate goals. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Walmart's reaching out to shoppers and children with sensory disabilities. It'll offer special morning hours for people with ADHD, PTSD, and others by turning overhead radios off, dimming lights, and holding TV images still. The 8 to 10 a.m. adjustments, begin Friday. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
ABC Tonight.
It's country music's biggest night.
The CMA Awards, live. With performances by Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Kay Michelle. Old Dominion with Megan Maroney. Carly Pierce featuring Chris Stapleton. Tanya Tucker with Little Big Town. And more.
The best in country music!
Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning host.
The CMA Awards, live.
Tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC. And stream next day on Hulu.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. Wis Politics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill that passed the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary to pass. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working on the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin DNR recently released a study about PFAS contamination in private wells. After surveying 450 wells across the state, they found that 71% had some levels of the forever chemicals present. While this is troubling, most had levels below the recommended state and federal standards, except for a select few, including the town of Stella. Of the 44 PFAS compounds they tested for, 22 were found in samples collected during the study. But the research into PFAS isn't complete. Only 18 PFAS compounds have human health-based drinking water recommendations from the Department of Health Services. There's not enough information on all PFAS compounds to set human health drinking water standards. The family of man-made chemicals includes over 5,000 compounds, which remain both in the environment and the human body over time. These chemicals have been linked to health issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And our good friend from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing over there?
Pretty good. How are things on your end?
Not bad. Mm-hmm. We got a bit of rain this morning, though. Mm-hmm. But we didn't plan on that, Paul. I did not bring my galoshes. I don't even know where you can get galoshes anymore. I'm not sure where.
Fleet Farm.
Yes, there you go. Fleet Farm or Farm Fleet. Whatever. We want to cover both.
Farm and Fleet, too.
Paul, what has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Yeah, still could see a couple of light showers or sprinkles in some areas, but otherwise, still cloudy skies continuing out there for us today, and temperatures in the mid-40s for highs within winds out of the east-northeast, 10 to 15. The shower chance tapers off tonight as we just stay cloudy with a low at about 32. And then on Thursday, looking at sunny breaks and some clouds and some seasonal temperatures still with us, mid-40s tomorrow. West winds will pick up at about 15 to 25. 29 Thursday night, 40 on Friday, partial sun, some more clouds, and then 27 Friday night. But a real quiet stretch here from the weekend to next week, still continuing. Still seasonal with our temps into the weekend, 43, mix of clouds and sun Saturday. 30 Saturday night, 48, partial sun for Sunday. And then high, starting to get up into the 50s Monday, 52. Mid-50s Tuesday and Wednesday, even could get it well into the 50s, even closer to 60 as we get to Wednesday and Thursday. So still quite a bit of warmth in that extended forecast, and still kind of a dry pattern after we get through a couple more showers here and there today.
Not bad. Should we keep that? Should we keep it? Everybody?
I'll take it.
Yeah,
right, we'll take it.
We'll keep it, Paul. All right. We appreciate you as always, Paul. You have a great one. We'll get people ready for Thursday tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Best in the business right there. Our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center joins us every Monday through Friday right in this time slot.
Indeed.
We got good things lined up for you, everyone. We're going to get into some fun stuff today. We have got, in just a little bit, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. We have a cake that comes with a no face smashing warning.
Oh, dear.
Oh, okay.
The best city to for Thanksgiving. That's coming up as well.
Nice.
That's all coming up. Sunmaid is looking to divorce fruitcake. The company Sunmaid is looking to divorce fruitcake. You heard me right.
Wow.
That is coming up as well.
That's quite the title.
That's a headline for you.
That's an interesting headline, yeah.
That one's coming up. And, of course, in this 8 o'clock hour, after Melissa's news, we're going to hear from our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. It's Wednesday. Mm. We got time for the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun. 9 o'clock hour, going to start off with a little bit of entertainment. We're going to talk some Jack Nicholson, Nicki Minaj, and the sexiest man alive.
Oh, okay.
Not Nicki Minaj. Not Nicki Minaj. The top foods we won't share. Yeah, we're going to get into as well in the 9 o'clock hour.
No,
the top foods we
any.
Will not share.
Mine.
That's mine.
No soup for you.
It's a no soup for you. It's all coming up in just a little bit. But I wanted to actually kick off with a little bit of poetry.
Oh.
Ready to be maybe intrigued or skeptical or whatever you might be out there. The shoe company ASICS recently commissioned a poet named Charlie Cox to engineer a poem to put you in a better mood. She created the poem from more than 40,000 submissions from people sharing what inspired them to get active. A6 also hired a music producer to create an instrumental track to play behind the poem, and it's at 111 hertz frequency, which is supposed to help produce endorphins when you hear it.
Okay.
The result, they say they've created a poem that will put you in a better mood and inspire you to get up and get going just by hearing it.
Okay.
Will it work? Well, let's find out. This is about a minute 30 long, so I'm going to go ahead and play it, but you two feel free to talk over it or anything like that. We'll see if we get through the whole minute 30. Let's go ahead and give it a shot. We're going to play it right now.
It can feel gloomy in here. The overwhelm, the sleepy sludge. Fighting off the thought of just for a day giving up. Screaming, give me a break. Why can't waking up be enough? Breaking up with faking thoughts of everything is fine, thanks. Because it's not. Being human is tough. I need time to show myself some love. I want to shake my body until it releases tiny voices that sing songs my head can shake off. I want to bathe in the commotion. I want to become the very notion of a transformation. I am every ounce, stretch, and bounce of feeling. I am the crowd of my mind's elation, showing myself with every minute that what I never thought possible, even this morning, will keep on shifting. With the bass thump of my heart, with the pace of my feet, all of this meets in my mind. Nothing feels better than this brilliance, than this healthy, empowered, committed moment.
Go buy A6.
Yeah.
Sorry. That they really threw you off at that last part. They really I don't know. Does anybody feel more motivated, calmer, more, you know, any of those things?
To be honest, it sounded like a commercial.
It sounded like a
little bit.
It sounded like a commercial. That's what they're like anymore. They're mm-hmm. kind of, you know, abstract now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In fact, I deliberately didn't watch the video because it's just otherwise it would have been like watching a commercial.
Right,
honestly, because that's what it looked like. Because I just wanted to hear the poetry now, and it wasn't bad. I'm not going to say it was bad.
I like her accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she read it very well, but. Yeah, I guess it just sounded like commercials. Yeah.
Especially toward as it was getting toward the end.
Mm.
More, I don't know, the swell of the picking up. At first, it were interesting background sounds that I thought added to it. But as the music kind of kicked in toward the end, it definitely had that, this is a motivational commercial.
Right, you got it.
Yes, yes. Did anybody feel like in a weird way, not like for lack of a better way to put it, that she was almost talking down to us? I kind of like it felt motivational at first because I was going into it wanting to be motivated.
Right.
She was talking about the things that bring us down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And giving us a chance to be human, being being good to ourselves. A lot of this, I think. I think that there's some plenty of good points in there. Some things that we can pull from. But I don't know about it being like all the time and money they put into this. The idea of it, I mean, just be honest. It's a commercial.
It's a commercial.
You're trying to sell ASICs. That's fine. You know, we all understand the game.
Right.
You know, just be honest about what you're doing. You know, the player got there. I like the idea. I like the attempt. And I don't want to squash it because of that. But it felt like a commercial.
It
felt like a really long commercial, too. Like, that's the last thing you want in a commercial is for a commercial to feel like, is this over yet?
Right.
That's not.
What are they selling?
Come on, get to
the end.
And it even had, and I think part of that is because it had like a committee feel to it. Like they said, this was based on submissions. It wasn't this voice of a single poet writing.
Yeah.
It was, going through all of these submissions and kind of building it from there, which is how they make commercials. I mean, that's in a writer's room, that's how they do it. So,
And if anybody wants a preview, this is what AI-generated songs will be like later.
Absolutely.
If we start getting into those.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We need real artists creating these things from their true struggles, because that's when you really identify with it and can feel the pain that they felt as mm-hmm. they're going through those things.
Right.
Everything's the blues.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah, right, right. It is.
It goes back to the blues.
And I am so sorry, Melissa, because that is how I wanted to wrap this up. And you just went right
again.
There. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. But I quit. Yeah, I don't blame you. We had a good run together. You know, it was fun. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Are you sure you don't want me to quit? I think that might be more fair. Right? It might be more fair.
I don't know, James. You're pretty well loved. Everywhere I go, that James Mayloff, you know, he's so easy to talk to.
It's so hard for me to believe. So,
it's true. I say nothing but the truth.
I do believe, yes. You can find out more if you want to go to A6.com and everything. I like the idea of what we're doing here with trying to create something to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of a better PR move if ASICS had actually done this and pulled it off. What a great PR move. Hey, this isn't about us. We just want to get you exercising. We just wanted you to feel better about yourself and be motivated. And if it makes you want to buy ASICS, awesome. That's great. Like, that to me is a great PR move. You're ASICS. Let's be real about this.
Yeah.
You're not the top-selling brand in the world or anything like that. Nike, Adidas, Reebok. I mean, all these things are coming way before you guys do. Converse, Doc Martens, Timberlands. I mean, there's a billion brands before you get to ASICS. And I'm saying this as somebody who looked at the numbers yesterday for this study, for this report and that. I mean, why not lean into that a little bit more? I mean, why not, you know, I feel like that's a better PR, that's a better advertising move than trying to do a motivational poem that sounds like an AI-generated poem. And if I'm being honest about this, this is part of the reason why the writer's strike happened. This is part of the reason why the actor's strike is still going on. One of the problems with this poem is Charlie Cox, like, yes, she is the one getting credit for this, but she did not write all of this, as you two both have touched on.
She was the editor, basically.
Other people that have written on this are already coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, where's my credit? Where's my 2 cents? Where's my,
this section.
This is happening even without AI, let alone with it.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. And that is what you get. AI, it doesn't need to be feared any more than it needs to be shelved.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing wrong with AI. It's how we use
it.
Yep.
It's how we're using it. And it's who we're letting use it. And if you let a bunch of producers with no creative talent whatsoever decide that they're going to write a script, that they're going to have AI write the script or any of these things, this is the kind of stuff you're going to get.
It's the old computing cliche, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Heard that my whole childhood.
Oh, so. Yeah.
That's why I wasn't allowed to read any books.
Oh. It's rough. It's rough.
That Outlander, garbage.
Just
that
the
garbage.
Ones that were approved.
No. None of that Outlander for you, Seth.
No, none. That trash, you know.
That's good. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here. We should do a book club. I like the idea of that. Morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 45 today under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 32 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Tell me I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you.
It is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. What we're about to do is do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there any other day than today.
They are closed today, right. Yes.
They are closed for today. Brian had some surgery last month, so they are taking Wednesdays off for the foreseeable future. They'll let us know when they're back open. So for now, Thursday through Tuesday, get on over to Misty's Menu, treat yourself, enjoy some great food, great atmosphere, and even better people.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate our friends over at Misty's. Let's dive into the list. Let's go ahead and let's get to 1 through 3 here from Melissa.
3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Mike Collins.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Enjoy your day, Mike. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
We want to wish a happy birthday as well to a friend of the station, friend of the community, and of all of ours, Stephanie Horth.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Stephanie, of course, one half of the combination, the Created Hopo Productions here in Wisconsin Rapids, yeah. A part of WRCT, and somebody that you've seen on the WRCT stage since she was a little kid. I've been doing this a long time, and one of my favorite actors to work with. Nice. I love working with Steph. We actually worked together in my first film production in No Names. Boyfriend and girlfriend at it and everything. And to this day, we laugh about that. And it's just one of the funnier scenarios either of us have been in. But she was great to work with. It has been every time I have worked with her. She's awesome. Hope you have a great day, Steph.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to our friend Diane Smith.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Diane's our qualifier.
Woo.
And thank you, Diane, for being a great listener. We appreciate you and appreciate everybody that got us these names. Keep them coming, everybody. We want more. There are other birthdays and anniversaries out there. We want them to get them to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really direct message any of us here for that. And go ahead and hit us up on Facebook, direct message us that way, or call up 715-424-2600.
I ask you how many morning shows still do birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes.
Local anniversaries and birthdays. I don't think there's many. And I think we're still ones that going strong on that.
Yeah. There's
our wonderful listeners.
Yeah.
And our listeners have proved that they want this segment still. Mm-hmm. That they still like this segment. And it's not just our listeners here in Wisconsin or even in the Midwest or even here in America. Our listeners over in Finland and Sweden, they love this segment.
See, we're telling you, it's kind of a novelty anymore.
I get such a kick out of that. There's some things that you get a little like worn out or numb from or whatever in whatever job you're doing.
Right.
That's one of those things, man. That never gets old to me. It's pretty cool. Looking at our celebrity list, Lauren Alania is 29. She was once Scotty McCreadie's runner-up on American Idol. Now she's a Grand Ole Opry member.
Oh wow! Dang. Cool,
nice. That's well done, up in the young world. Lady. Yeah. Yeah. Jack Osborne is 38. Ozzy's son and traveling companion. their relationship is funny to me. I love seeing them interact together. They remind me a lot of my dad and I. They really
that's
do.
Good.
They
good.
Quite a bit, actually. Danny Ramirez is 44. Captain Batista on Alert, Missing Persons. Amy on Sweet Tooth. Rosie on Lifetime's Devious Maids. Maya in Heroes. And Callisto in The X-Men Last Stand.
Oh, wow.
Nice career. She
not has. Not bad.
Tara Reid is 48. April in the Sharknado movies. That's not fair.
That's her first credit? That's what they say?
That's the first thing they say on here. That's not fair.
She's done lots of things.
Tara Reid's a good actor. She's done some good work. I has had some ups and downs, obviously, in her personal life and everything, but I've never thought she was a bad actor.
No.
Just had some rough breaks, and I don't think has really handled celebrityism very well.
No.
And that's not something I'm ever going to judge. I have no... I can't handle when people in town say, hey, James, I love listening to you on there, blah, 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 blah. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I don't know how to take a compliment.
Put my head down and keep walking.
Going to keep moving. Matthew Rhys is how you spell his last name.
Rhys, maybe?
49. The Russian spy on the Americans. Great character.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Gretchen Mol is 51. Michelle in American Gigolo, and Jillian in Boardwalk Empire, another great actor. Parker Posey is 55. Great actress.
Oh my gosh. Now I've lost the director that is kind of the one who She was in all of his movies. He was an independent filmmaker, and now I can't remember his name.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
I know.
She was in Best of Show. She was in. Mm-hmm. She was good in the Blade movie, Dazed and Confused. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in a lot of different stuff.
Sorry.
Broken English.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yep.
When it does, go ahead and text me. Go ahead. Because now I'm curious who you're talking about. Courtney Thorne Smith is 56. Jim Belushi's wife on, according to Jim, Georgia on Ally McBeal. Mm-hmm. She's in a bunch of those late 90s shows.
Yes, that's right.
Gordon Ramsay is 57.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, Nightmares of the Kitchen. I mean, a ton of stuff. I love Gordon Ramsay's promos. They all sound like R2-D2. Interesting guy too, because while that's where he's made his bones is mm-hmm. being the yeller and all that. Mm-hmm. From everybody that has worked with him, they talk glowingly about him, and he has done so much as far as like trying to raise awareness on eating healthier, and not just like say, hey, you need to eat healthier, like helping mm-hmm. people in lower income areas get that food. That's the biggest crux of this, that you can't just say, hey, eat healthy. You got to help people eat, you know.
He has being to be available.
Yeah. He's done some really good work when it comes to those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's pretty noteworthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Alfre Woodard is 71. Jason Momoa's foster mom in C. She is Cookie on Empire. She was in Maria Stokes and Luke Cage. She was so good in Luke Cage.
She is just amazing. She just pops up everywhere, and she's so good. She is so good.
One of those people that her name is not often in the beginning credits, so you see her in mm-hmm. the movie, and you're like, oh, Alfre Woodard's in this, and you just get excited to see her, because you know she's going to give you a great performance. Bonnie Raitt is 74.
Real woman.
Wow. Oh my God, I love that woman. Yeah, Bonnie Raitt is amazing. Bonnie Raitt's guitar playing alone would make her a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, let alone her songwriting, her singing.
The whole package.
And her look, too. I don't do this with a lot of artists, but there's something about her and her look that I feel like fits her and fits her music so well. And I don't think you see that all the time. But that it's a really thing that I enjoy about her. And I just enjoy her work. She's a great artist.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like Escher Roll, born in 1920, passed away in 98. The wonderful Florida Evans on Good Times.
That's right, yes.
She was my favorite TV mom up until Kathy Sigal. I loved Florida. I loved her. How a woman named Florida end up in Chicago on Good Times? I don't know.
You never know.
It's a rough gig, but such a legendary good actress. She did some amazing work in her career.
Mm-hmm.
The great Maury Schaefer, born in 1931, passed away in 2016, won 12 Emmys on 60 Minutes.
Wow. Mike Wallace, Morley Safer, and Ed Bradley. Yes. I just love the opening.
I love the opening of 60 Minutes.
All this and Andy Rooney.
Yes. Why do they... Andy Rooney, like Andy Rooney's eyebrows, like they
had a life of their own.
They scared me more than like Freddy Krueger as a little kid.
Really?
There was something about him that just
they were
like
just so weird looking.
I would drive my papa crazy. I would watch like the football would end. We'd watch 60 Minutes together before like The Simpsons or something like that or whatever was on after. I don't know, but I'd get to watch that with him, mm-hmm. and he would get Jimmy. Shh! But Papa, why are his eyebrows like that? Why is his eyebrow? Shut up, I'm trying to listen to him. Trying to listen.
Have you ever noticed how,
Have you ever noticed how Andy Rooney's eyebrow? Margaret Mitchell, born in this day in 1900, passed away in 49, author of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yes.
The book doesn't get enough credit because of the movie. Because the movie's so big, and it was really one of the first blockbuster movies. If not the first blockbuster, it might have been. I'm not sure.
It was right up there. Well, there were two of the two big ones that you can consider are both from 1939, including The Wizard of Oz was the other one.
I just couldn't remember which came out first.
Yeah, I can't either.
I don't know which one was first, but either way, one of the first two blockbusters, if not the first blockbuster. And because of that, I think that the book kind of got shelved, put to the side. But it's an amazing book from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I have not read it myself, but from what I've heard from people who have, they talk very highly of it. And one more time, we want to wish happy birthdays to Mike Collins, to Stephanie Horth.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, you too.
And a very happy birthday to Diane Smith, our qualifier.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations.
I had to look it up because it was driving me crazy. Hal Hartley was the filmmaker. She was in a bunch of his movies.
Yep, yep. Good one. Good reference. We are going to take a break. We encourage you to make plans to go to Misty's tomorrow and enjoy and say hi to the gang over there for us. For now, get ready for some state and local news on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is countering false claims made in the Wisconsin Assembly's impeachment articles against Administrator Megan Wolf. The articles list several grievances, including assertions that Wolf mismanaged Wisconsin's 2020 ballot count and that she enabled illegal absentee voting in long-term care facilities. The WEC counters that all decisions are made by its six bipartisan commissioners and not Wolf. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. Eight people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers at the rally say they want the post office to work with the union to find solutions. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new bill circulating Madison for co-sponsorship would allow people in Wisconsin to keep chickens or other fowl in their backyards. Some Wisconsin communities, such as Wausau, already allow a certain number of chickens on city properties. The debate in Wausau in 2017, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, included some council members asking if approving chickens meant cows would be taking up residence soon. The bill by Shea Sortwell, a Republican from Two Rivers, includes allowances for permits, neighbor notifications, and specifications on where housing for the birds can be kept on the property. The state measure is about empowering people in Wisconsin to raise their own food if they choose to do so. It does not include keeping cows within city limits. The Cowboy Union Jam is tonight from 1 to 3 at the McMillan Library. Hear traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel in the Library Fine Arts Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 45 today under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 32 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. little Foo Fighters playing us in.
Seth, it's awfully big of you.
Nicely done. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great, great Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah.
You've probably
camels
been...
Camels rejoice.
Nice. Or is that a dromedary? I forget.
You've probably been to weddings where the bride and groom smear cake in each other's faces, and even better than that, a one-year-old's birthday. You know, that's
they mash their faces. Yeah, that's more fun.
We've all seen these kind of things,
right?
But I don't think any of us ever thought that could be dangerous.
Oh, jeez.
A bakery is putting warnings on its cake boxes, letting customers know that smashing cakes in people's faces can lead to impalement.
What? Ooh.
Whoa, what are they putting in their cake mixes?
What's going on? It says there's a clip in the middle of the cake board to keep the cake stable during transportation.
Right.
Behaviors such as traditional face smashing into the cake can result in severe injury.
Jeez. Yeah, it could.
The bacery is a chain called Paris Bugatti, and a spokesperson says they've been using the warning for several years now. Mm-hmm. They say the caution is just to reinforce safety protocols. It's unclear if anyone actually has been hurt by doing this.
Gosh, I hope not.
By the way, the person who posted the photo online said the cake was tasty. We followed instructions.
We did the old-fashioned way, cutting slices and, you know, not mashing our faces into it.
Make your own cake. Then you know what's in the pan.
Exactly.
I think they're mixing this up, though. It's a pie in the face. Like, that's what... So, yes, they're right about the smearing of the cake and stuff, but that's, every wedding I've ever been to that's happened, groom or bride, usually... I think it's 50-50, what I've seen. They grab a handful of cake.
Right.
Or there's a pre-sliced cake
exactly.
or a piece or something.
They don't just pick up the whole cake.
Nobody picks up a whole cake and smashes it in somebody's face.
You got to serve how many guests here? Yeah, you get waste cake like that, right?
And am I the first person to say this? I can't be. Why don't they have a separate cake? Why not a separate, like a small little cake or something like that, specifically for smashing into faces? Like, I love that tradition. I want that to stay in. I want that a part of every wedding. Even in a courthouse wedding, I wanted to do that.
I wasn't thrilled by it.
No, not thrilled by it.
I wasn't.
I like it.
There's a lot of money you spend on your outfit for that date.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
The last thing you want is it covered in frosting for the rest of the night.
I get it.
But to your point, James, I think there are some people that do that, though. They have, like, a little separate thing for that. So I don't think that's unheard of.
I think that's a whole, like, you can make a whole industry out of that.
Yeah.
You know, cake smashers. You know, there you go. Just gave you the name of the company.
But your other point
is... No pins in our cake.
Yes. You even got to, you got Melissa gave you the tagline.
You know, I'm sorry, as a pie proponent,
yes.
I have to say that there's not really anything funny about getting a cake in the face, but a pie in the face is about as funny as you can get, man. It's a comedy classic.
There's something about it.
There's something about getting a pie in the face, man.
Yes.
And it's got to have a lot of whipped cream on it.
Yeah, because you got to have the residue so you can, like, wipe it off slowly, you know. And get that
I mean,
look
if it's just
face.
Cherries, those kind of fall off your face by themselves.
I went down
the cream pies for that.
This is the early days of the internet. I went down a rabbit hole. One of the first internet rabbit holes I went down of how they made those pies. 90% of them we saw growing up, especially in the 40s and 50s and all that, when it was really popular, whipped cream. Shaving cream. It was shaving cream.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Most of the time it was shaving cream. They didn't have just pies on hand sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, you know, you shave on the job, these things, so they had shaving cream. So that's what they would use a lot of the time. But the catch was you could tell almost if you go back and watch footage. If you see the actor getting smashed with the pie, eating the cream or whatever, or eating it, you know that they used regular.
Actual pie. Cream. Yeah, right.
Real pie, not shaving cream, because nobody would eat that.
Ugh.
Well, and they found that the shaving cream started burning people's eyes and things. And so they had to change
that. That would make sense, yeah.
So they actually did the opposite of this. Now, whenever you see that, it is traditionally usually just a bunch of whipped cream in a shell of a pie. You know,
That's all there is to
it. That's all there's really in there. But yeah, that's what you usually see nowadays.
That's it.
It's kind of funny when you think about it. Like usually it goes the other way around. You know, we were using using real pies back in the day, but now we use these special made pies by propped people and stuff. And
no, they were smart and went with real pies now. Yeah,
it's interesting.
It's better. Not a great delivery system, but still, it's pie.
I kind of want a cake from these people just to see how good their cakes are now, too. I kind of want to try that.
Beware of the spike in the middle of it, though.
Be
cautious.
No face smashing.
Well, I would think that you knew this if, like, because I tried this. I wanted to smash a pie in somebody's face once, and all I could do was order a pizza. So I took a pizza pie, threw it in, but that had the little, you know, square thing in there and stuff.
Oh, and so it's...
I learned injury. That. Yep. I learned right there. Like, I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry to my brother. I'm sorry.
I hope you waited until it cooled off a bit because sauce burns are nothing to, you know, shake your face at.
Yeah. We got to go to break on that. We're going to break. We're coming back with our good friends from Quality Post Printing and our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday on the morning show at WFHR.
Want to score with your customers? The design and print team of Quality Plus Printing will get your words out. That's right. The same team that designs and prints for the Raptors, the River Kings, several area youth sports leagues, as well as many local high school athletic teams. They know how to elevate your game with professional marketing pieces. Your business will be winners with new business cards, brochures, banners, and more. Designed and printed by Quality Plus Printing.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 45 today under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 32 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you, and we are joined every Wednesday by Arthur. No, wait. We're joined.
Did Phil change his name?
Every Wednesday by our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Christopher Cross.
Yes, had to play some 80s for us, Phil. That's our wheelhouse. That's our age. That's our. So, how you doing today, brother? How's things are going over at the shop?
Good. Waiting for the sun to come out sometime, but it'll get there. Things are going well. Staying busy.
Good to hear. Very good to hear, Phil. speaking of...
I'm just enjoying the artist theme. I'm not sure what you're saying, but...
I got to be honest, Phil. It's a little hard to hear you today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's getting louder.
Oh, interesting.
It's getting louder on your end?
Yeah, it was, anyway, yeah.
Oh, what the music was? Or something? I wonder what was going on there, huh?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Enjoying the music. I wasn't sure where we were going.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I tuned it down on our end. I didn't know that you...
Ooh, that's
interesting. That is weird. I don't know anybody that... If that's... Oh, we're going to look at the board, see what happened there. At any rate, Phil, I appreciate you joining us. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Well, you bet. Now, if you have to look this word up, then you're not this word. So here you go. Erudite.
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 All right. What's this one mean?
So it means having great knowledge or learning.
Oh, Okay.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
You should already know that if you're an area.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
I am not.
It's someone that can walk into any conversation, you know, and be good at the topic, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
So,
it's not me.
No, not me either. But I've always admired that type of person. My uncle is like that, and I've got a couple of friends that are like that. They just seem like no matter what the topic, they've got an opinion or something
there,
to say,
right?
Or they know something. Yeah, yeah. That's a fun one.
That's called a know-it-all, James.
That's like someone that, you know, you say, oh, I did this. Oh, well, I did this and that. You know?
Then there's the one upper. There's that person. That person. You can't just hear a story. They've got to tell you their story and one up your story.
They've gone from erudite to annoying. Yes.
Well played, both of you. That was awesome. That was good.
Well, at least they think they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Phil, what's some of the projects you guys have been working on recently over there?
It's funny. You know, we're working on a lot of things for the River Kings, printing their program for their first home game this Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we're printing their programs today that they hand out. And so Tracy's been hard at work designing those, and we just finished up this morning designing the design, and now we're going to put them into print and have them over to Paul and the gang over there probably tomorrow so they can be ready for their game on Friday. So they look awesome, and looking forward to that. Even the Raptors, they're off season. Mm-hmm. But this week we're doing some printings for the Raptors for the brochures for host families for next year that they send out. And those are some really, again, really neat design. And part of the things we can do here, of course, is not only print, but we fold the brochures or whatever people. And they did a really neat brochure where it has like a gatefold where you open it up in the middle and it opens up.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Into three panels. So it's kind of a different thing that we don't always do, but we have the people here that know how to do it. So, yeah, it's a really neat looking brochure. So they'll be sending those out too, I'm sure, real soon to attract more host families for next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as a side note, a big shout out to all those host families. Mm-hmm. We appreciate them so much, what they do.
I think a lot of people don't think that, right? All the work behind the scenes there. But
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
These athletes that we bring into town. But our community is awesome at doing that, that's for sure.
Phil, anything, you know, as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, you've got, I'm sure, plenty going on with that. We want to encourage people to reach out to you. Maybe you want to send out RSVPs or things like that. You want to get the family over for Thanksgiving or something. Reach out to Phil and his team. They can help you do that.
Yeah, we're doing some of that already, James. I appreciate that. Yeah, we've designed already some for both businesses and for people, Christmas cards. Or parties, you know, coming up for Christmas or Thanksgiving, like you're saying, and reminders like that. So yeah, we're in the process of doing a bunch of those, and it's weird. We're a commercial printer, so we print thousands of things for some people or in some companies, but we're also small, nimble, and quick enough to do, you know, something you need 10 of or 1,000 of or 100 of or whatever for your local nonprofit or for your family or, you know, your local group that you're in. Doing some sorority and fraternity type things for UWSB and, you know, some work for them. Mm-hmm. So happy to do anything Christmas related to bring it on, right?
Kindle
the
spirit.
Right
on. Right on.
We are going to keep you and that team busy over there, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
You keep it up. We're going to be doing our coloring book again this year, too, and we're in the process of designing that and that we hand out to literally this year. We're going to get 2,000 of them and hand them out to our local community, you know, youngsters. In many different ways, through nonprofits, through schools, and even in the Rekindle the parade coming up, and right before Thanksgiving, we're going to be handing them out in the parade. So,
very cool.
Looking forward to that too.
Yeah.
Very cool, Phil. We appreciate the time as always, and already looking forward to next Wednesday and feeling a little bit smarter, getting our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go.
More erudite,
yes, that's us. Yes.
We're going to work on that. I got a lot of work on that to do.
Same. We'll study together, Phil. We'll study
there you
together.
Go. Yeah.
Appreciate the time, man. And I wanted to say, I actually didn't get a chance to do this right away. Congratulations on the casting. Phil's going to be a part of the next WRCT production.
All right.
Congrats. Phil?
Yeah.
You can call me Neil.
Yes. Next week we will introduce you as Neil. Yes. Yeah. So, just confuse everybody.
I was on stage to read and they just said, Phil, Neil. And I did. And I got the part.
Nice. Yeah, there you go.
Didn't even have to read.
Right.
But I'm bummed.
When you're good, you're good, man. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, you and De Niro, you don't got to audition. You don't got to.
At least I sound like I have the big game anyway.
Yeah.
appreciate you, Phil.
Yeah.
Say hi to the team over there for us. We'll talk next week.
You bet. Take care, you guys.
You too.
Bye,
you
Phil.
We appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. And, of course, the WRCT holiday production I was just mentioning. That is kicking off on December 8th. Find out more and get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And buy local, support local, not just the arts, but, of course, our businesses. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can give them a call anytime, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage and follow them on social media. They got a great social media account, and if anything, you get to see that cute baby all the time. That's great too.
Growing fast though. Yeah,
when you're driving down East Street, be sure to check out that sign too. They always do a nice job with
fun
that
stuff there.
Make you chuckle there.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. Always on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 45, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And a big thank you to our friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing being with us in the last segment. That was a lot of fun. We always have fun hanging out with Phil on Wednesdays. Be sure to join us next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, we can be quite a divided country. But when it comes to fruitcake, we're not equally divided. It's more like we are sliced.
Oh,
There's an overwhelming chunk of America who really dislike fruitcake.
Yes.
I want to know who likes it. 715-424-2600. Call up, answer the question, and you get a shirt. That is how easily you can get a shirt. Just call up. Do you like fruitcake or no? That's all you got to do. Just call up and let us know if you like it or not. We'll do our own little survey here.
Okay.
SunMade is making their position clear when it comes to fruitcake. They just announced that they're breaking up with fruitcake.
Oh.
They say that they appreciate that people have used dried fruits to make fruitcakes in the past, but they're over it.
Oh, no.
In a statement, they say, "We'll always be grateful for the many sweet moments and cherished memories we had together, but the time has come for us to branch out, explore new dried fruit pairings and flavor potentials."
Jeez.
It's not you, it's me. It's this is just a tongue-in-cheek marketing stunt, of course, and everything. But it is very well played, I feel.
That's not a bad one. I like that, yeah.
If you notice in our show today, we kind of started with some marketing, and we're wrapping up the hour with some marketing, and two different ends of this.
Mm-hmm.
One that is just plain confusing and doesn't really help people buy your product or anything like that.
Right.
I feel like well-intended, but doesn't really hit the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this that is just beautifully played. First off, SunMade knows how the majority of people feel about fruitcake.
Of course.
So they're leaning into that.
Mm-hmm.
They also know that people are not going to stop using their product to make fruitcakes.
Exactly.
So how can, I mean, think of food like, okay, you're a marketer. I bring you fruitcake. Sell that to 2023. Sell that to people nowadays. Right. Go ahead, try. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to come up with? I don't know. I got nothing. I'm going to turn fruitcake into a little character. Here's Fruitcake Man. Like, nope, bomb, boom, dead. Nobody bought fruitcake. This gets people talking. When's the last time we talked about sun-dried? When's the last time we talked about fruitcake?
That was what I was thinking, man. I was like, we thought about raisins, the Raisin Company, you know? We see them all over the place, you know? You have those little boxes of raisins everywhere, sun-made. Everyone knows the logo and all that stuff. But it's not something that we talk about. Look at this. They just did something like this, and boom, now everyone's talking about raisins, right?
Yeah. Marketing is not a piece of cake. I mean, it's not easy. It's
a piece of fruitcake, maybe?
Something like that.
Easy as pie. No, that doesn't work.
There you go. So first off, both of you, I feel like you guys have said before, you're not big fruitcake people, are you?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Oh, okay.
Now that I think about it.
I've had it homemade.
I misremembered that.
That's okay.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
I think I just mixed you guys up with one of my teachers. Oh. I've been working way too much, I feel like. I did this the other day. I was talking to a student. We're typical improv person, place, thing. We're doing this, and we're not doing the sketch. We're just okay. Person, place, thing, go. Person, place, thing, go. Yeah, you know, it's just a way to kind of get these. It's a good improv technique. It's a good way to kind of. Actually, it's something that I encourage people to do, even in our job. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to get your brain going, get it ready for, you know, anarchy and chaos and improv. And so we're doing this, and I realize in the middle of it, I'm interviewing them. I'm turning this into a Midday Magazine segment. with this student. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm sick of nature.
She didn't know what to do. Because I'm her teacher. And she's just going along with it and everything. She's worried. And she's our new student, too. She doesn't know me that well. It was so bad. I felt so bad. We got a caller coming up. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I actually like fruitcake.
All right. There we go. Yeah. Right. Fruitcake lover. Yeah.
Yeah, fruitcake I like is about 99% fruit and nuts and 1% filler. There ain't no kidding.
Now that's the way to go. Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
It comes in a little 2x2 square, 2-inch by 2-inch square, about 8 inches long. That's almost all fruit and nuts.
Nice.
Yeah. I've had that before. That
very
is
smart.
That
very
is
smart.
Good. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Sir, have we gotten you a shirt yet?
I don't think I wear it a lot anyway.
You're not a shirt guy. I didn't think so. Yeah. If you ever want one, you come over. You're right next door anyway. You come on by, all right?
We'll get you a shirt,
thank you very much.
And thank you for calling. We appreciate you. Really do. We appreciate you.
There's people who like fruitcake out there.
There's some callers. Okay. There's some people
maybe
out there.
We should give away some fruitcake this season.
Oh, little mini fruitcakes.
Yes, that apparently just mainly contain nuts and fruit.
Fruit,
yes. Not much cake.
Yes. Not much of the other part. Yeah.
No. Is there
fruit nut loaf?
I'm trying to think of something.
It's probably
here.
A better way of calling it than fruitcake anymore. Just change the name.
is that part? That's weird. That's what I was just going to ask. Like, because I'm thinking in my head, and I know I've had fruitcake before. Mm-hmm. My family was one of those ones on my dad's side where they did the whole handing the fruit every Christmas, like the same fruitcake kept getting passed on. And it was just a family joke.
Doorstop. Of course.
You know, one year we actually had a new fruitcake. Oh, we had a new fruitcake, but my Nana, my Papa, and I thought it'd be funny if we made people think we were eating the old one. So that's what we did, and it was fantastic. It went over as great as you can imagine.
Oh
God, just thinking about it was so good. The look on my Aunt Marion's face. So I know I've had it before, and but I wonder if it's the marketing, because as we're talking about marketing and all that, is part of it fruitcake? Like that's not just the name of that's something that they used to use as a derogatory term.
You're a fruitcake. Like you're crazy, you know, like, kind of thing. Yeah.
I think that was probably in the 60s and 70s that used. Yeah. But
I still use it.
See, still being used. So I wonder if that's part of this, part of the problem for fruitcake is the marketing of it. Do we just need to change it to cake fruit or something different?
Yeah, right.
Or to change the name of it.
Fruit loaf, fruit nut loaf, like Melissa said. Maybe that's what we should
go with. Okay, well, I had to look up a recipe. Guys, this has 9 cups. Of a combination of fruit and nuts.
Whoa.
And only 3 cups of flour.
Whoa.
Maybe that's the kind the caller was talking about. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Hmm. I don't think I've had that. No. I don't think I've had a fruitcake like that before.
Well, and let's see, 2 sticks of butter, 1 cup of brandy, whiskey, or apple cider.
You gotta get that in there.
Plus more for brushing.
Yep.
But if you used apple cider, it'd be non-alcoholic.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Sunmade.com, pull off the holidays, is where you can go to find out more about this. Sunmade has posted some new holiday recipes on their website.
Oh, there you go.
Where you can go and find recipes that basically involve their stuff and not fruitcake.
Yeah, exactly.
Break up with fruitcake. It's time for some new traditions.
There you go.
And this is a part put together by Chef Duff Goldman, who's been doing some really good work,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. He's famous for his baking and cakes and stuff. Yeah.
They've got forget fruitcake cookies, bacon raisin cornbread stuffed chicken breasts.
Ooh.
Ooh, pinwheel cookies. I miss those.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, nice.
Crown Kahala.
Oh, we've lost James here now. He's just going to get engulfed in these recipes here.
Cookies. Let's take a